Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many ni'mas, so many rewards about which we cannot even imagine. But from all of the ni'mas that Allah ta'ala has given to us, the biggest ni'mah that Allah ta'ala has given, the biggest ni'mah from all of the ni'mas that are around in the dunya that we see around us in the world, the biggest ni'mah is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the kalima due to which a person attains that wealth which is called iman, belief. This is the biggest treasure in the universe. And what kind of treasure is this? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There are very few people who realize and are aware of the value of this treasure. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this kalima, iman, the wealth of iman Allah ta'ala has given to us. And what a big thing Allah ta'ala has given to us. Everything has a time when the reality of something becomes apparent and is visible, and then a person thinks, whoa, this was such a big thing. I made a big mistake, I didn't value this thing. But to create the appreciation of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us certain things that we can do, has arranged certain things that we can do. And the Quran, such a book Allah ta'ala revealed to mankind. And in the verses of the Quran, the words of the Quran, this is the message that Allah Pak has given to us. That understand the value. If you attain this from Allah, this ni'mah of iman, then it is a very big ni'mah indeed. And we cannot imagine how great a ni'mah this is, iman. In reality, the person who understands the value of iman, appreciates iman, then dunya, if they don't get nothing in the world, if they attain nothing in the world, alhamdulillah, they stay satisfied that Allah Ta'ala has given me iman, I've got the biggest treasure. A person, this is how he starts to appreciate iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests such a person through hunger, difficulties, problems. A person has to then sacrifice his desires and time. But the person who understands that Allah ta'ala has given me such a big, big wealth that I don't need nothing else. Everything else is below the wealth of iman. And he will never sell his iman on any stage, at any stage, on any level. He will never bargain his iman. He will not give up his iman. Rather, his attempt, his struggle, his striving in every moment will be that I want to increase my iman. I want to increase my iman. May Allah Ta'ala give us the same qadr and appreciation, because the deception of dunya, delusion, love of dunya, being busy in the dunya, all of these things, despite having iman, a person, due to the dunya and its glitter and glow, he runs after funny things, temporary things. Things in front of him are temporary, he knows, but he gives his all for those things and he doesn't appreciate iman. Now, the importance of iman. How can we understand this? That the more you talk about iman, think about iman, or let's say the more you reduce iman, even then it is valuable. Even if you reduce iman, it is valuable to this extreme that even if there is a dharra, you know, a little particle, like an atom, say, even if you make it that small in its weight and quantity, even then it's better than the whole universe and what it contains. So why should a person with iman cry if even an atom's weight of iman is greater than the whole universe and what it contains? Allah says, ask me, O person of iman, and I will give to you straight away, O you who believe. Now what Allah Ta'ala has given to the people of iman, beautiful Ramadan Allah has given to us. We're sitting in Ramadan. This is for the people of iman, isn't it? What a great gift. How much enjoyment and taste and satisfaction the people of iman are acquiring in this month. What beautiful, beautiful things through iman. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahil azim. Allahu Akbar. The taste of this, the people who know this, alhamdulillah, they say, what a what a sweet thing Allah Ta'ala has given to us. The people of Iman know this. The barakah of Iman. So such valuable things, the people of Iman should never cry. Should never cry, even if the Iman reduces, and becomes equivalent to an atom's weight. This is a hadith in Sahih Muslim. As Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the people of paradise, when Allah Ta'ala through His rahmah will allow them to enter into paradise, the people of Jannah, and remember amal deeds will not take us into Jannah, Allah's rahmah will take us into Jannah. Ahlul Jannah, when they will enter into Jannah through the leave given by Allah Ta'ala's mercy, yes, Iman, the people of belief, they are the people of paradise, isn't it? Yeah? So, if we say, Amanu ya Ahlul Jannah, same. Me and you, destiny, nobody can stop. There is Jannah definitely in our destiny. Nobody can stop this big, big treasure that Allah Ta'ala has given. But one point, remember that even if you have Iman equivalent to an atom's weight particle, take it with you, make sure. Yeah, because we're still in the journey of life. So somebody might loot our Iman on the way. That, for example, I say to someone, here's some money, and you go now and go to Delhi, go from Delhi to Lucknow on a journey. And to Lucknow you have to go and buy a house. Take this wealth, go from Delhi and go to Lucknow. Now from Delhi to Lucknow, to travel you have to go in the car or on the train. And you'll keep the money, you'll keep it pressed inside your clothes that, oh, if this goes then in Lucknow, how will I buy the house? When I get to Lucknow with the money, I can buy the house, then I can breathe, that I've got here Allah, and I've got the money and I've bought what I wanted to buy. For example, you're going to India or Pakistan, you've got some money in a bag, and you're worried, oh, that I have to give this money to someone, I've got to spend it, let me get there, doesn't matter what happens on the way, I've got to reach there. So Allah Ta'ala has given this wealth of Iman. Allah Ta'ala has given this wealth, that even if you have Iman equivalent to an atom's weight, a mustard seed. So we have to do dua, that all the struggle and the effort we're making for Iman, we do dhikr, we go and sit in the company of pious people, so that some bandit doesn't steal our Iman. That's why we're doing dhikr, isn't it? We've seen people getting mugged in the world. People get things stolen from them, burglars. So when will we be successful? When we travel through the whole journey of this life and we reach to the hereafter. Inshallah, with Kamil Iman, that's good. But even if we have the atom's weight of Iman, it will be such a wealth that it will be more than the whole universe and what it contains. If we get out of this world with the atom's weight of Iman, even that is good enough for us. That's how great is this wealth. So every moment in this life, we should do ibadah. We shouldn't say, oh, I've got Iman and I'm guaranteed to have success in the after. No, do dhikr, adhkar, we go to masjid, to the house of Allah, and we sit with the people of Iman. We've got belief and we sit with pious people to strengthen our Iman. Allah's prepared these ways and methods because there are big, big bandits and burglars in the life. There's a big, big, and who's the biggest bandit is Shaitan. He's been given the free realm in this world. I'm not going to leave anyone standing. I want to take everyone's Iman. I don't want anyone to pass from this world with the treasure of Iman. That's the focus and objective of Shaitan. Big awliya, walis of Allah, were attacked by Shaitan. From their mouths, they said the statements, Allah, I can only be successful if I leave this world with Iman. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah. وَنَسْأَلُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. What a beautiful kalama. La ilaha illallah. Allah, such a great treasure. Astaghfar. Allah, keep protecting my iman. Keep protecting my iman. Do astaghfar regularly to protect the iman. After every mistake, straight away do tawbah. Say astaghfar and iman will be saved. And this is called, when you commit a mistake and you don't do tawbah, iman's gone. Iman sold. After a mistake, you keep making mistakes, and you don't accept. La ilaha illallah. Nastaghfirullah. Nastaghfiruka. And after that, tawbah. Allah says, Iman and tawbah go hand in hand. This is the biggest fort. Astaghfar is a very, very big asset for a mu'min. Whenever he does Iman actions, he should do astaghfar. Allah forgive me. This is dhikr. This is remembering Allah. So this protects a person's iman. And there's a hint given in here, beautiful, solid hint, that we keep on making mistakes. We live in the world, we keep making mistakes, but keep on doing istighfar, istighfar, istighfar in abundance. That Allah, I've made mistakes, I've done wrong things, I've made errors knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously. Straight away ask Allah forgiveness. But what did you make a mistake? People will ask you, why are you doing istighfar? No, I've made mistakes. I don't know, but I've made mistakes. I've got to say astaghfirullah. I've got to say astaghfirullah. I'm ungrateful. This is the protection that Allah Ta'ala gives to the people of iman, of belief. And then Allah Ta'ala says that alongside this, do not fear, do not shake, don't wilt. You've got iman, even if it's an articum's weight. Allah says, ask for Jannah from me. Ask from Jannah. You got iman, do istighfar. Then this hadith, as Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates, that the people of Jannah, due to Allah's mercy, they will enter into paradise with the mercy of Allah, due to the mercy of Allah. And the people who don't have this will go into the hellfire. That's the decision. Subhanallah. So the value now is being told in this hadith. A person who even has a mustard seed's weight, an atom's weight of iman, then will understand what this is, the particle's weight. Speck of dust in the hadith is, now we'll realize what is the value of iman. There's a hadith that's coming to my mind, Sahih hadith, about this same subject that we're discussing. And this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that everybody will go to their destinations. People will go into Jahannam, people will go into paradise, the people of paradise will be enjoying themselves, the people in hellfire will be burning in the coal and the fire, and there will be one person left. I understand that maybe that will be me. Maybe I'm lucky that even I'm that last person, even then I'll be the luckiest person if I'm that last person. Then the announcement will be made, find this person, he's right in the ditch of Jahannam. So there'll be people who are in Jahannam, and there'll be people in paradise, and everyone will have reached the paradise, and there'll be the last person in hellfire. Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, burning in the lowest most ditch. Because remember, iman will come in use, isn't it, ultimately? Yes, so Allah Ta'ala will say, go and see, O angels, who is that person who is in the lowest most place? And people will be looking for him, they can't even find him, he's concealed in the darkest place of Jahannam. Burning, getting severe punishment. So the angel will say, let's go and see him. Let's go and find him. They'll say, are you this person? Oh, come, get ready. You say, where? Get ready for what? Am I going even further down into the dark trench to be burnt even more? No. They say, no, come with us. They will take him out. The final person in Jannah, the last person in Jannah, because he had iman even akin to the atom's weight. So the decision will be made to extract him. Ultimately, he will be black, stench of Jahannam. He will be burned so badly, he will be so black and dark and smell. And when then he will come out of that darkness from Jahannam, they will take him out. Listen to his words, what he will say. These are the words of the hadith. He will say, oh Allah, Allah, I'm so grateful to you, Allah. You're so merciful, my Mawla. You're so merciful. What will be his words? Allah, that this reward you've given to me, awwaleen and akhireen, nobody will have this reward. Is it Allah? It only can be me. That's how good he will feel at that time. He will think that there's no greater reward than this. That Allah, you've taken me out of this severe fire of Jahannam. Tell me, what a great reward he'll be getting at that time. Awwaleen, akhreen, Allah, from the beginning to the end, you must have been giving me the best reward, because he'll think that there's no greater reward than what he's got that day. Even though he's the last person to leave Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a tree sprout up next to him. A tree. And what will be that tree? It will be the tree of paradise. Because he will have reached to the bank of Jannah. Paradise. It will be the tree of Jannah. You know, we say Subhanallah. When you say Subhanallah, a tree will grow in Jannah for you, brothers, my sons. We will realize that day we used to sit in the masjid and say Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. If you have yaqeen now for this, you have this in your heart, you believe this. The more belief you have this, then you'll start tasting now that tree of Jannah. If you have yaqeen, because dhikr, the taste comes on your yaqeen. If you've got yaqeen and certainty, then the taste will come into your life now in the world of the honey. Of Jannah will come now in the world, if you have yaqeen. So, he'll be standing there on the bank of Jannah, the tree will sprout up. It will be the tree of Jannah, with the mercy of Allah, it will grow. And he'll be grateful, Allah, this tree? And he'll go close to the tree. And he'll say, Subhanallah. He'll look at the tree, Beautiful tree, decorated, the tree of Jannah on earth. That tree, everything will be coming out of that tree, subhanAllah. Can you imagine the shade from Jannah? The shade, the coolness, fruits, with juices falling from the fruits. And he will say, Allah, and he will have fikr. He will think that he was the best at that time, with the best reward from the awwal to akhir, beginning to end. He will say, Allah, can I ask you from something? Allah will say, yes, ask. Allah will say, yes, ask. You say, Allah, this tree, can you give me this tree? Can you give me this tree? Give me this tree, Allah. Allah says, is it? Then make one promise to me, Allah Ta'ala say to him. This is the discussion between Allah and that last person to come out of Jannah. And our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our beloved master, is telling us this via Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu. So Allah will say, promise to me. And he'll say, Allah, ask me so many promises. But Allah, he knows that I am the one who broke all the promises. Allah knows that he broke the promises in the world where he lived and he was burnt in Jannah. What promise is he going to fulfill now? Allah knows. Khabirun Basir, he's got even bad habits. You think our habits are going to finish in hereafter? If you make a solid promise today, then make sure you fulfill the promises. And have you promised me until today something? You have promised me. You shook my hand, you put your hand in my hand, you made promises, you forgotten. Yes, Allah, we'll do this, we'll keep this, Allah, Hazrat, we'll do this and we'll come to dhikr, Shaykh Sahab, and we'll do this action. Allah Ta'ala says, grab these people. I grabbed their hands. Allah Ta'ala said, okay, these servants of mine promised, you took their hand, they put their hand in yours. Allah Ta'ala says, my Nabi in Medina, due to his sadqah, he is an ummati, I will tell Rasulullah at that time, and he did dua as well at that time, when you put your hand into my hand. I'm reminding you of the promise, O women and men, listen to me what I'm saying. When you put your hand in my hand, according to the verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala instructed Rasulullah, Madani Sarkar, our master, he raised his hands to do dua for us at that time. He's put his hand in the hand of the Shaykh, he's doing tawbah. And Hazrat has raised his hands and Rasulullah raised his hands. This was due to your promises. There's a list of all the promises. This is the verse. You made shukr. You were grateful at that day. I said, pray salah 5 times a day, give your zakah. Have you given zakah? Have you given your zakat? I said, pray salah, give zakat, keep the fast. I said this, didn't I? And practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you said yes. And how many times have you prayed salah? How many times do you practice the sunnah? We promised, haven't we, all of us? Then let's see in our deeds what will be our hal. We break the promise. It's a very bad action. You didn't promise to me. Who did we promise to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fulfill the promise. We don't have no guarantee when death will come. There's no guarantee. To break the promise is a very bad action. So Allah will say to that man, the last man coming out of Jahannam, he'll say, Allah, I promised you everything. Allah says, will you promise? Solid promise? Okay, after today, you're not going to ask me for nothing. He'll say, Allah, I won't ask for anything. Allah, just give me that tree. Allah said, you said that you've got the biggest reward, awwal to akhir, when you were coming out of hellfire. You said that day, you shouted that time, that Allah, from beginning to end, you've got the biggest reward. So why are you asking for more now? So he says, Allah, I promise to you, I will never break the promise. Allah Ta'ala say that I'm giving you such an item that you can't even do sabr. Okay, here, take this. And he will be dragged. Before he was being dragged, and because he was dragged out of hellfire, he was dragging his heels out of Jahannam. And then when a person comes out of jail, his situation is bad. For a few days, his legs are weak and he's frail. He's got no nourishment. So when the person comes out to Jahannam, yeah, all of the people who came out of Jahannam, when they go towards Jannah, so he's the last person. Allah will say, yes, take this tree. When he gets to that tree, his life will change because he's reached to paradise. He's eating fruits and juices, different tastes. And he's become so youthful and full of energy and enjoying himself. SubhanAllah. Imagine what is iman, brothers. And then the tree, another tree will come out in the hadith. Says, just to another bit of distance, another tree will be there, more beautiful and strong, and giving more fruits. Just like when you say Subhanallah wa bihamdi, then you're going to say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah dhikr. Then you're going to run to that tree of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You're going to run backwards to Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Look how much Allah Ta'ala has given us. Every day in Ramadan, we are allowing these trees to grow for us in Jannah. The person who has yaqeen, he will get this tree. Do you have yaqeen in this hadith that you will get tree? Will you come to dhikr regularly? Solid promise. I make you promise again, don't run away after this, okay? Don't run away. So, another tree will grow. And he'll see that tree from a distance. You say, oh, I've got this first tree Allah gave to me. This looks second class now. That tree looks first class. Then he'll think, I promised to Allah, I won't ask for him anymore. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm in Jannah now, in paradise. So let's see, let's make another request. What difference does it make? Let's ask Allah again. You say, Allah. Allah say, what now? What do you want from me now? Allah Ta'ala will speak to him. He said, Allah, that tree, the second one looks better. Allah Ta'ala, this shop looks better. We're used to it in the world, isn't it? Oh, I've got one house, I want another house. I've got one shop, I want another shop. Allah, if I had this much money, I'd be better. We'll run after one shop if I can get this shop on a lease. And I'm desperate. Allah, if I can get this shop on a lease, I'll pay rent, I'll become rich and wealthy. When I get that shop on a lease, then I see another shop. Freehold. And I'm standing in my house or in my shop and I'm looking at the other business, more flourishing, prosperous. I've seen people, since I've come to Bolton, they stand in one shop, mashallah, and they're living according to their destiny. They don't look on the other thing. From that one shop, they get Iman and Deen and Jannah, everything from one business. Allahu Akbar. Then he'll say, Allah, can I have this second tree? It looks better. Allah will be your mercy if you give to me. Allah will say, you promised to me, you won't ask anymore. Allah, I promised you after this, I won't ask for anything else. Allah, solid promise Allah Ta'ala ask him? He says, yes Allah, solid promise. Solid promise. Allah Ta'ala will say that, do you know these are the words of the hadith? That why will this person do sabr? He will not do sabr. Allah Ta'ala says that I forgive and I overlook your request again and I will give you such a thing. Allah Ta'ala will give everything from his own behalf that he has so much love with his servant. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said, Muhammadur Rasulullah. My servant said, he didn't say La ilaha illallah. He said, Muhammadur Rasulullah. If you just say La ilaha illallah on its own, you won't get nothing. You will get nothing. And why are we getting all of the rewards in this world? Hereafter we said, Muhammadur Rasulullah, we are ummati. Allah said, we value the iman, but we don't even practice sunnah, even that we get the reward. Remember I spoke yesterday about sunnah? You liked what I said, or did you dislike what I said? You liked it, didn't you? Yes. So I can't see many changes. A few changes I can see, but not complete. If you liked it, you'd prefer it. You like something, or I like a good place, you go to that place, but you're still looking the same to me. I don't understand what's going on. If you like something, run after that good thing. If I know, that makes me realize you don't have love with the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala gives all the trees upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rewards will come on not La ilaha illallah. You'll keep, if you're stuck on La ilaha illallah, you'll be lost in the darkness. But only will the rewards come. When will the success come? When we fall into the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam according to Muhammadur Rasulullah. Brothers, no rewards will come in this world or hereafter unless we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you like what I'm saying? If you like it, if you like to hear about the tree of Jannah, then you will like the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I should see the change in Tarawih time today where people come into that path of the sunnah of Rasulullah. Okay, you've promised me second time. Why do we fear dunya? There's one reason in the Quran hadith we learn this, that iman is elevated and increased, that the iman of the atom's weight. Why should we accept just having iman, the weight of an atom? We shouldn't have that. We should have so much attraction to iman that we should run after improving iman. But today, even then, there's so much weakness that a person breaks the tree. He leaves the Nabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just for one small excuse. Oh, somebody criticized somebody who's practicing the sunnah, and somebody looks at him in the world and laughs at him. Smiles at him, sniggers at him. Jay said, oh, what's this you're doing? Practicing sunnah. Rather, that person's got nifaq in his heart. He's got pride in his heart. He's looking down at the sunnah. And through the human being, Allah Ta'ala says that the shaitan utilizes human beings in the world who laugh at a person who's practicing sunnah and make him feel low. But people laugh at, what is this you're doing? Following sunnah, practicing Islam, and physically you've got sunnah, the attire, and everything goes. We take off everything from our lives and we say, oh, someone was laughing at me. He was joking against me. He was making jokes against me, jesting against me because I practice the sunnah. Brother, you're leaving the sunnah because of a person in the world who's laughing at you? Recite astaghfirullah. Recite astaghfirullah. So what is it that takes us away from deen? Look how we've changed and improved, and somebody in the dunya jokes at us, laughs at us, and we sell the sunnah at that time? No, this cannot be a person of iman who sells his deen due to a pressure in the dunya. Just upon one person laughing at you in the world, you sell your whole iman and the world and the hereafter. And if we pass away like this, then how will we rise? How Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will he be happy with us or unhappy with us on the day of judgment? That you had this much value for my sunnah. My whole Quran is the sunnah. My whole deen is the sunnah. The whole iman is sunnah. Everything is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is how much we valued. A person points at us in the world with his finger. A third class individual who has got no practice of deen, and he's shaitan in the dunya. He's got shaitan inside him, and he looted your deen and your sunnah. If somebody laughs at you in the world, don't sell your iman, my brothers. Will you leave it? Never laugh. If someone laughs at you, laugh back at him twice. I remember one thing. Somebody, he was wearing the dhoti, he had the lungi, and he came out to the masjid, and someone said, oh, look at him, you look like this. Who are you? He said, he replied to him, who are you to tell me and criticize my dhoti? This is the reply, brothers. This is the reply. Yeah? He told me, and I'm telling you. He said, you go and worry about yourself. He said, oh, look what you're wearing. You look like this person. He spoke about. He was like a racist remark. He said, you go on your way. And we'll see one day where you're going to go and where I'm going to go. He said, run away from him. This is the situation. This is how you reply. Because he's looting the treasures due to the sunnah. But when someone laughs at you and makes names, calls you names, don't worry about that person. And that's when you'll realize how your iman has increased. You understand? So, now he's got to the second tree. So he says, Allah, please give me the second tree. Then Allah will give him the second. Maybe it's me that day will be asked for the second tree. The last person to come out of hellfire. So then he'll see the second tree. Subhanallah, Allah. Solid promise I made Allah. Allah say, true promise? You'll stick to promise? You won't ask for anything after this? He'll say, no, Allah won't. Then he will get that request fulfilled. And he'll have a new tree, new gardens, new springs, new tastes, new fruits, different fruits, millions of fruits. In this world, there are so many fruits. But in Jannah, beyond millions, the beauty, the husn, the glow, the sketch, the thought, the beauty of Jannah, we cannot even imagine 0.00001% what is Jannah, what is Paradise. Where our brains and intellect and understands and kamalat finish, after that comes Jannah. Understand this point. This is it. Where our comprehension of beauty finishes, that is where Paradise starts. So brothers, he will get that tree. Then he will sit down. What a great tree of God. Ah, this is my home now. The shade of this tree and the juices and the fruits and the foods and the shade and the coolness. He'll get everything, the enjoyment in this world. Then the third tree will sprout up. What a beautiful hadith. Eh? How this hadith attracts the servants to Allah. We say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, don't we? Why does Allah Ta'ala pull a person? Because we had one atom's weight of iman in his heart. And the people of Kamil iman, true iman, and they leave this world, complete iman. Aha, Hazrat Ali Murtaza Rahmatullah, Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi Rahmatullah Alayhi. These will be the people who had Kamil iman, complete iman. Naqshbandi Sheikh, my Sheikh, my Sheikh's Sheikh, and his Sheikh, Hazrat Dost Muhammad Qandari, Sirajuddin, these people, Kamil iman, wow, they will glow and shine. And a person who has an atom's weight of iman, and in this hadith we hear he's getting one tree, the second tree. Should we try? Should we make effort in this world, brothers, or not? Those people we have links with and who we are following, in Naqshbandi, great Sheikhs, mashallah. And somebody will be reclining, and this person will be reclining against his second tree, and then he will see the third tree has suddenly sprung up. And the gardens around that tree and the enjoyment and the rewards. And Allah will show him the third tree. And he'll start breathing a big sigh. Oh, and Allah will say, what's wrong now? You've not even settled down under your second tree. You're not sleeping. You're not enjoying under the second tree. He'll say, Allah. Allah will say, yes. You say, Allah, you've given me a lot of rest and relaxation. But this third tree you've allowed to spring up. Allah, give me this third tree. Please, Allah, give me this third tree. Oh, Allah will say, my servant, you promised to me. Okay. I know you. I know your desires. I will fulfill your desires. You can't do sabr without looking at my ni'mas. There's a beautiful point that comes here. All life long, Allah Ta'ala gives us a sabak, a lesson in the world. Listen to this lesson. Yes? Wasta'inu bis-sara. Wasta'inu. Wasta'inu. Wasta'inu bis-sabr. 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 Allah says, sabr, sabr, patient. Patient. If you're ill, sabr. If you've got problems, sabr. If you've got difficulty, sabr. Then what will Allah say in the hereafter? Allah say, I know what you are. That sabr has gone away from you. What do we realize? That sabr has been stopped from that person. So sabr will be taken. Allah will say, keep on asking, keep on asking, keep on asking, and I will elevate you, elevate you, elevate you. Beautiful point. So sabr will finish in the hereafter as well. Here sabr is a ni'mah. For all the levels of iman, a person attains through what, Mawlana Sahib? Through what? Sabr. And there all the maqamats will come from what? When sabr will finish, all the rewards will start. Allah will say, I know you couldn't do sabr, O my servant. I have removed your sabr. Okay, now promise to me one thing. Promise to me one thing, a solid promise. He'll say, Allah, solid promise. Allah say, after this you won't ask for. Allah, he'll say, Allah, I can't dare to ask you after this. I see all the rewards from this tree. Ah, this is the best tree. Allah, those first trees, they weren't full of rewards. This tree is the best. Allah will say, okay, go. So now he'll be going with his feet, and he will have servants and maids, and he'll have beautiful home, and he will have fitted into Jannah at that time. By that time, he'll be used to Jannah. He'll have hoods and servants and assistants and everything, and he will become the best bride, and he'll go and sit in the shade of that third tree and beautiful new rewards. And he hasn't even got into Jannah. Just trees have come to him yet. Trees. These are the trees of Jannah. He's standing at the banks of Jannah. Then tell me, what will be the hal of Jannah? Paradise. Now in the hadith is stated, that man, he'll get the third tree of Jannah. He'll be sitting there enjoying himself. And then Allah Ta'ala will let a fourth tree spring up. Aha, subhanAllah, what is this fourth tree now? Allah will say, now I've brought him to this third tree. Because Allah Ta'ala is showing him attraction, persuading him to that final person who came out of Jahannam. And then what will he be shown? He'll be shown nothing. From the fourth tree, Allah Ta'ala will let him hear the announcements, the voices he'll hear from the people of paradise. So from the fourth tree, around the fourth tree, he will hear such beautiful, melodious noises, voices coming from the people of paradise. SubhanAllah, he'll be amazed. He'll hear these voices from the fourth tree. He'll say, Allah, where have I got to now? I thought I was the luckiest man with the best reward. But beyond this, there's a better reward. What is this, Husanallah? What are these voices and melodies I'm hearing? And the sweetness coming out of their voices. And beautiful voices and beautiful like singing. And all of the noises I heard in the world and the singing. And I thought that was the best. Allah, what is this I'm hearing? He'll become mad on hearing the voices from that fourth tree. He'll say, leave this third tree, I can see all of the noise and beauty coming from this tree. What is this? Allah say, what's wrong now with you? What are you looking for now? Because you made a deal with me and your reward's finished. He'll say, Allah, you are Rabb and you are Creator, you are the Malik. You've put me here, you've made me arrive here. But take me to that tree from where I can hear these beautiful noises and voices. SubhanAllah. Allah says, is it? You promised to me. You say, Allah, after this, no more promises. This is my last promise. Just take me there where these voices come from. Those people, they're drinking alcohol. They're with their women and their wives and the rewards. And they're enjoying themselves. Everything jais. Alcohol jais in paradise. And hoors jais. Messing about jais. Playing jais. All the things in this world, Allah says, leave. Allah will give them common. Regular in paradise. Only those people will get in paradise who stop themselves in this world. Allah says, don't drink alcohol. They'll drink alcohol in the hereafter. Beautiful alcohol. Taste for thousands of years. But we know this. In the Quran is stated that it will be a beautiful. You understand what kind of alcohol there'll be? It's a certain type of taste. I don't know in Gujarati and Urdu. I can explain to you. So it will be a beautiful taste of alcohol. And that alcohol taste will last for so long. And after that, this hadith, when it ends, then further, there's a statement. Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu, who's narrating this hadith. After narrating this hadith, he smiles and laughs. Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood. And after smiling and laughing, there's a point that comes out here. What a beautiful hadith. Long hadith, beautiful hadith. Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu, great sahabi, companion, laughs. And the other companions are listening, who he is narrating this hadith to. They ask him, now after this hadith, you are laughing. And he said, have you not seen me laugh before today? He said, today I've laughed. They said, yes. He said, why don't you ask me why I'm laughing? SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. He said, why don't you ask me why I'm laughing after narrating this hadith? And they said, oh, blessed, beloved companion of Rasulullah, why did you laugh? He said, I'm laughing for this reason, because after hearing this hadith, I saw Rasulullah laughing. And that's why I'm laughing today. And this is sunnah, brothers. The sahabi who narrates the hadith is laughing after he narrates the hadith. Why? Because he said, myself, when Rasulullah SAW, I heard him narrate this hadith, Rasulullah SAW laughed, and that's why I copied him and imitated him and I laughed. And that's why Rasulullah SAW, when he laughed, and I, Abdullah bin Masood, asked, why did you laugh, O Rasulullah SAW? So you asked me, you had to ask me. So this was my sunnah, I laughed because I saw Rasulullah SAW laugh, and I asked Rasulullah SAW, why did you laugh, O Rasulullah SAW? So we asked as well. And now see here, what was the answer? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the answer also. Abdullah bin Masood says, Rasulullah SAW gave the answer, and this is fulfilling the sunnah. Why? How? Why should we do this? What's the benefit? What's the reward? Why do we have to do this? Oh, this is not important. He said this is not important. She said it's not important. No. But love is important of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And a person who has love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he doesn't ask questions about deen. He doesn't ask questions. He doesn't ask about reward or standard or why or this is not important. This is not necessary. He just does it. He just does it. That's it. End of the story. The Sahaba Ikram, they never asked why. They never asked, is it important? So we ask Rasulullah, why did you laugh? Oh Rasulullah, may everything of us be a sign for you. Why did you laugh after narrating this hadith, oh Rasulullah? And Rasulullah gave the answer that that person who asked, that Allah give me that tree. Allah give me that final reward. I won't ask anything after that. So Rasulullah said, when that man said this to his Rabb, to Allah, that Allah, you are my Malik. I am your creation. Because he became a good friend of Allah, didn't he? He's going into paradise. So he said, Allah, that You are the Malik, you are the creator, you are the Lord. And Allah, you know my requests. You are joking with me, Allah, you are my Malik, you are my Lord. Allah, you are joking with me. He's saying this to Allah. Allah, you are Malik. And after saying this, Rasulullah laughed so much that his blessed face, the smiles were there, shown visible to the Sahaba. Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood said, Subhanallah, the Sahaba said, that when he laughs, and why did I laugh? Rasulullah said, I laugh for this reason, that Allah Ta'ala laughed at that time. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala laughed. When I saw Allah Ta'ala laughing, then I laughed, said Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith, my friends. So many lessons come out of this hadith. Many lessons. So this is a beautiful treasure for us. MashaAllah, we're sitting here with Allah's fadl, with Allah's grace. We're here with the greatest treasure of the universe. Ramadan, Iman, with fast, with belief, with all our promises. After doing Tawbah, we're sitting here. So we are sitting with a great, great Iman, with Allah's grace. Let's do dua. Let's pray that Allah, we're sitting here with Iman, with this feeling. Allah, allow us to depart from this world with the same Iman. We have told to knee Allah, we will practice Sunnah. We won't fall into any traps. We won't be deceived. We won't worry about what people say. And we're fasting, we're sitting in Ramadan, we're about to do dhikr, Allah, we're about to recite your name. Allah, we've passed all the tests and the barriers and the burdens and the obstacles. Allah, nothing has got any power in front of us. We're not worried about trees. Allah, direct, we want to see your Jannah, your paradise with your fadl and your karam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be steadfast in all of this. This dunya that is around us, brothers, there's enjoyment of one thing, and that is Iman in the world. The person who has more Iman, he will have enjoyment and taste in this world. No one else can enjoy this world apart from the believer, and that believer will enjoy himself in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we can protect our Iman. That we can protect our Iman. Recite Durood Sharif.